Beta Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beta Bavli, Daf Hey. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, six lines from the foot of the page, with the words Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Beta's Nevela, Im Yesh Ba Kiyotze Ba, Nimkeres Bashuk, Muteres Vim Lav Asur, Kedivri, Beishamai, Ubeisilel Oisim. The Mishnah in Adui says an egg of a Nevela, which is a bird or animal that was not halakhically slaughtered. Beis Shammai says if there are others like it in the marketplace, it's permitted. If not, it's prohibited. And Beis Hillel prohibited. Now, time of the Beis Shammai, Gemura Ha'isa Ad Shaloi Tisnavel. The question is, what is the reasoning of Beis Shammai? The answer being that the egg was finished before the bird became an avela. Me'ata afilu ein kayotze bar nimkeres bashuk tein muteres. The Gemara asks, well, if so, it should be permitted even if there are not others like it in the marketplace. The Gemara answers, if you say this, people will eventually wrongly permit eggs that are still part of its spine. Ube Shammai, Commissioner, Shisei Achroina, Ube Silo, Commissioner, Shisei Harishoina. The Gemara asks, does Ube Shammai follow the later teaching and Ube Silo follow the earlier teaching? If the halacha follows Ube Silo, surely they should correspond with the later teaching. As follows, the Amr of Chia, B'Shem of Yochanan, B'Rishon HaYo'imim, Ein Mamidim, Lai B'Kevus HaNevela, V'Lai B'Kevus HaAkum. Rav Chia, quoting Rav Yochanan, said, originally, they said that one may not stand milk to produce cheese in the stomach, means in congealed milk found in the stomach of an animal that suckled of an Nevela, nor in the stomach of an animal slaughtered by an idolater. Chazu Loima, Mamidim, B'Kevus HaNevela, V'Ein Mamidim, They later retracted and said that one may stand milk in the stomach juices of a nevela, since the congealed milk is not connected to the stomach, but not in the stomach of an animal slaughtered by an idolater, in case he slaughtered it for idol worship. Rabbi Yosef Bun Amar Shmuel Bar Abba Boy Mai Kurabeloza, the Rabbeloza Omar Stam Machsheves Akum La Akum. Rabbi Yosef Bun heard from Shmuel Bar Abba the following question. This conclusion assumes that a Gentile will always slaughter for idol worship, like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yosef b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hachin b'Rishoina, Hayo'imim, Ein Ma'amidim, Lo B'Kevus HaNevela, Lo B'Kevus HaAkum, V'Chazu Loima Ma'amidim, Ben B'Kevus HaNevela, Ben B'Kevus HaAkum. Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, resolved this. The correct statement is as follows. Originally, they said that one may not stand milk in the stomach juices of a nevela, nor in the stomach juices of an animal slaughtered by a Gentile. They later retracted and said that one may stand milk in both the stomach juices of a nevela and the stomach juices of an animal slaughtered by a Gentile. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Loshen Masnisa Messiah Levechia Ba'aba, Keva Sa'akum Bekeva Sa'nevela Asura Commissioner Rishonah. Rabbi Yossi said that the wording of the Mishnah in Meseches Chulin is a support for Bechia Ba'aba. It says the stomach juices of an animal slaughtered by a Gentile and the stomach juices of a nevela are prohibited, and this is like the earlier teaching. Kasheira Sheyanka Minatrefa, Kevasa Asura, Commissioner Harishona. If a kosher animal nursed from a Trefa, its stomach juices are prohibited, like the early teaching. Utrufa Sheyanka Minakasheira, Kevasa Muteres, Commissioner Achoina. And if a Trefa nursed from a kosher animal, its stomach juices are permitted, like the later teaching. Afilu de Yesburun, Beis Shammai ka Beis Hillel, Commissioner Achoina. One could even say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are like the later teaching. Beitza Gidule Gufa Kevu Mimokam Acher Basa. Why is the egg of the nevela prohibited? Because an egg grows in the nevela's body and people might come to eat the nevela itself. However, the stomach juices are permitted since they are known to come from elsewhere. And this is like the statement of Rabbi Yosef Bun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'asa Rabbanav shel Yehuda ben Shamui, shebiku lohem ze'ivim yoisim meshlosh meyos tzoin, ova ma'asa lefnei chachomim, vehutru kevoiseihem, omu beitzis gadule gufa keva mimokam ache basa. There was a case about the sons of Yehuda ben Shamui, where wolves attacked more than 300 sheep. The case was brought before the chachomim, and they permitted the stomach juices. They explained that an egg grows in the nevela's body, but the stomach juices are from elsewhere.